do here. There are the same sorrows and the same joys, and the same hopes and the same fears. If a child from that country was beside a child here, you could not tell the difference between them, save that the clothes alone are different. They talk the same language as we do ourselves. They do not know that they are different from us, and we do not know that we are different from them. When they come to us in their dreams, we do not know they are strangers, and when we go to their country in our dreams, we seem to be at home. Perhaps this is because good people's homes are in their hearts, and wheresoever they may be, they have peace. The country under the sunset was for long ages a wondrous and pleasant land. Nothing there was which was not beautiful and sweet and pleasant. It was only when sin came that things there began to lose their perfect beauty. Even now it is a wondrous and pleasant land. As the sun is strong there, by the sides of every road are planted great trees which spread out their thick branches, so the travellers have shelter as they pass. The milestones are fountains of sweet cold water, so clear and bright that when the wayfarer comes to one, he sits down on the carved stone seat beside it and gives a sigh of relief, for he knows that there is rest. When it is sunset here, it is the middle of the day there. The clouds gather and shade the land from the great heat. Then, for a little while, everything goes to sleep. This sweet, peaceful hour is called the rest time. When it comes, the birds stop their singing and lie close under the wide eaves of the houses or in the branches of the trees where they join the stems. The fishes stop darting about in the water and lie close under the stones with their fins and tails as still as if they were dead. The sheep and the cattle lie under the trees. The men and women get into hammocks slung between trees or under the verandas of their houses. Then, when the sun has ceased to glare so fiercely and the clouds have melted away, the living things all wake up. The only living things that are not asleep in the rest time are the dogs. They lie quite quiet, only half asleep, with one eye open and one ear cocked, keeping watch all the time. Then, if any stranger comes during the hour of rest, the dogs rise up and look at him, softly, without barking, lest they should disturb anyone. They know if the newcomer is harmless, and if it be so, they lie down again, and the stranger lies down too till the rest time is over. But if the dogs think that the stranger has come to do any harm, they bark loudly and growl. The cows begin to low, and the sheep to bleat, and the birds to chirp and sing their loudest notes, but without any music in them. And even the fishes begin to dart about and splash the water. The men awake and jump out of their hammocks and seize their weapons. Then it is an evil time for the intruder. Straightway he is brought into the court and tried, and if found guilty, sentenced, and either put into prison or banished. Then the men go back to their hammocks, and all living things retire again till the rest time is over. It is the same in the night as in the rest time if an intruder comes to do harm. In the night, only the dogs are awake, and the sick people, and their nurses. No one can leave the country under the sunset except in one direction. Those who go there in dreams, or who come in dreams to our world, come and go they know not how. But if an inhabitant tries to leave it, he cannot except by one way. If he tries any other way, he goes on and on, turning without knowing it, till he comes to the one place where only he can depart. This place is called the portal, and there the angels keep guard. Exactly in the middle of the country is the palace of the king, and the roads stretch away from it on every side. When the king stands on the top of the tower, which rises to a great height from the middle of his palace, he can look along the roads, which are all quite straight. They seem to become narrower and narrower as they get further, till at last they are lost altogether in the mere distance. Round the king's palace are gathered the houses of the great nobles, each being close in proportion to the rank of its owner. Outside these again come the houses of the lesser nobles, and then those of all the other people, getting smaller and smaller as they get further. Every house, big and little, stands in the middle of a garden, which has a fountain and a stream of water in it, and big trees and beds of beautiful flowers. Farther off, away towards the portal, the country gets wild.